Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Alex.
And yesterday in our fun facts, we learned that pilots or people in the military, they use special codes or way of speaking over the radio. It doesn't have to necessarily just be pilots or military people. It can just be anyone when you're trying to speak to each other over the radio.
Right, because you want to make sure that the other person understands exactly what you mean. And the example we got first was Roger, which means you have received the message.
Mm-hmm. And they use Roger because it stands for the letter R, and it makes it more clear to say Roger instead of R, because we learned that some letters in the English alphabet sound similar.
Right.
So by spelling it out as words, it cuts down the confusion, so people understand it better. And that's why they created these codes or these way of speaking instead.
Right. And we learned that these codes come from the 1940s, during World War II, when people in the military had to speak over the radio a lot, and they needed to make sure there was no confusion.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, we learned about a lot of different phrases yesterday. We learned over and out. We learned Wilco, standby.
Right.
There's a lot more, like SOS, and I think you mentioned one earlier as well.
10-4, which is a police radio code.
Mm-hmm. So there's so many other expressions and phrases. And here's another familiar phrase that we're going to learn about today. So let's find out what the history and what the story behind it is.
Reading. Fun facts. Another phrase you might hear someone say over the radio is Mayday, Mayday, Mayday. This expression is used in dangerous situations, such as when a pilot's plane is going down. Can you guess what this important expression's origins are? A. A radio officer invented it in the 1920s. B. A radio station started using it in the 1940s. C. A film star said it during a movie about the holiday May Day. You've earned your wings if you guessed A. Using May Day as a distress call started in 1923. At this time, radio officer Frederick Stanley Mockford was asked to create a type of call to be used in emergencies. Much of the radio communication he was responsible for was between Croydon Airport in the UK and Le Bourget Airport in Paris. Thus, the word needed to be one easily understood and pronounced by both English and French speakers. With this in mind, Mockford decided to use an English word that sounded like Mayday, which means help me in French. Mayday has been used as a distress call ever since.
It's a phrase you might have seen on TV or in the movies. The article says, another phrase you might hear someone say over the radio is Mayday, Mayday, Mayday.
I hear this one a lot, but I don't think I want to hear it if I'm on a plane or something. So this is not something you really want to hear, but we do often hear this on TV, in the movies, when these situations are fake. Thank goodness.
All right.
Next in the article, it says, this expression is used in dangerous situations, such as when a pilot's plane is going down. So that's why I say this is not something you want to hear when you're on a plane, because it means that something scary is going to happen.
Right.
All right, so I kept seeing the word expression. Expression here is a noun and it means a word or a phrase. We learn a lot of fun English expressions and for you. So, for example, we might hear something like so far, so good. So these are a group of words or it's a phrase and it means things are going well now. Or another expression can be hang in there and it means don't give up. So all of these are a group of words that people use to mean something else, and we call these expressions.
Right.
For example, I can say, my grandfather grew up in Shanghai. So there are some expressions that I don't understand. So maybe he speaks Shanghainese and they might have Shanghainese expressions and I don't understand that.
Right. Another word we saw just now is situation. And it's a noun that means how things are around you. The situation might be as simple as, it's hot, or it's raining. Or in this case, it might be, my plane is on fire. It's the situation that's happening right now. An example might be, when we heard thunder during our soccer game, I knew the situation was bad.
Now here we're going to take a look at how to use passive voice, which is 被动语态, and it means that the subject receives the action and that the subject isn't the main person doing the action. So it's a little bit confusing, but it just means 被态, okay? 被动态. Most active sentences can be changed to passive voice by using a subject and then a be verb and then a PP verb. And then you have a by an object. So, for example, we can say, Aaron was pleased by the news that he had been accepted into the study abroad program. Or we can also say she was offended by the stranger's mean comment. Okay, so here it means that the subject is not doing the action, but it's receiving some kind of action. So that's why we say it's passive voice. Another way to use this is when the main verb of the sentence isn't that important and we don't have to point out the object of the sentence. So instead, we can say that that famous company was formed in the 1940s. So here, I don't have to use by blah, 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 blah. So usually we might say that famous company was formed by blah, blah, blah in the 1940s. But here, we don't have to say that. We can omit it and we can say that famous company was formed in the 1940s. All right, so we can take a look at another phrase here we saw, such as.
Right. This other phrase that we saw is such as. We use this phrase to give an example of something. It's similar to using the word like. I might say movies such as Star Wars or The Avengers when I want to talk about big, exciting adventure movies. An example might be, I really like to eat fruit such as apples and pears.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we know that Mayday is something that we hear quite often in movies,
right.
Hopefully not in real life.
No.
Now, the article says, can you guess what this important expression's origins are? Okay, so let's take a look at some of the choices. So where does this phrase come from? It could be A radio officer invented it in the 1920s. Okay, so maybe someone just made up this word
right.
In the 1920s. Now, we said a radio officer invented it in the 1920s. Now, when you invent something, it means that you create something new for the first time. Now, it can be something like a machine. It could be a word. It could be just things people use to make life easier, to make things easier. For example, before people would have to write letters in order to talk to each other or in order to talk to people far away, okay? So Alexander Graham Bell invented or he created the telephone so people can call each other and receive and send messages faster, right? Because writing a letter, you will have to wait months in order for the letter to arrive. But maybe Alexander Graham Bell thought that it took too long. I'm going to invent a machine that makes this easier. So that's how he invented the telephone. And this is how, you know, life became easier for people with the telephone. Now, I said as well, you can also invent words as well. So
right.
There's a lot of new words that people use nowadays, like YOLO or,
right.
You know, expressions that younger people use. We can say these are words that didn't exist in the English language a long time ago, but they exist now because of, you know, technology and things that are happening in the modern time.
Right.
All right, so all of these things that you invent are also called inventions. So if you invent something, it becomes an invention and that becomes a noun. Now let's use invent in a sentence. We can say, Larry wants to invent the first flying car and hopes that people can use it soon. All right, so
right. Should
we take a look at choice B?
Right, this is our second option. B, a radio station started using it in the 1940s. So it could be that. Could be a radio station using it.
Yeah. Then I think there's something that I want to point out with the time. I remember in the last article we learned that the military used the radio in the 1940s.
Yep.
So I'm probably going to eliminate A, I think.
Oh.
Yeah. For me, I would guess. Maybe not A, so maybe B or C. Now let's take a look at C so we can make more guesses. Hey, C says, a film star said it during a movie about the holiday May Day. Okay, so
right.
It's interesting.
Okay.
There's a lot of different choices, but I don't think it's
A.
What do you think?
Well, let's see if the readers have guessed differently. Because the article says, you've earned your wings if you guessed A.
Oh, man.
So A was the right answer.
All right.
And that phrase, earn your wings, means to get the right answer or to get to earn the right to fly a plane. This is a phrase that pilots use. A pilot's work clothes usually have a pair of wings on them, usually somewhere around here. So the idea of earning your wings is showing that you can fly a plane and start wearing pilot's clothes with those wings on them. Let's watch a video clip about it, and we'll be right back.
Pocket phrase, go!
大家一定很难想象，我女神嘎嘎当年也是个路人，但是呢，靠着我天生的好歌喉以及惊人的创作实力，赢得制作人的喜爱，更成为新一代天后。I earned my wings with my musical talent by playing in the orchestra. 我靠着我的音乐天赋成为了天后。Earn one's wings 或是 get one's wings 就有升任、称职的意思了。I got my wings as a pop star. 我作为一位流行巨星呢，是非常称职的。或是像我们的录音室最近来了一位新人，他的名字叫做 Sam. Sam didn't do very well at first. 一开始Sam表现不是太好。Yet he earned his wings with how well he managed all the tasks. 然而他很棒地完成所有任务，证明了他是可以胜任这个工作的。实在是让我非常感动。相信只要努力，人人可以是女神。
Oh, okay, so it was A, I guessed it wrong, but it's all right. We can learn a little bit more. Maybe the radio was invented even way before that, so maybe we can figure it out. It says, using May Day as a distress call starting in 1923. So May Day actually was used a long, long time ago before World War II. Okay, now, when you're in distress, it means, that a boat or an airplane is in danger. They're in a situation where they need help immediately. And like I said, you do not want to hear Mayday when you're on a boat or a plane because it means that things are going really, really bad and something really bad is going to happen.
Right. And now we'll find out who it was who invented it. The article says, at this time, radio officer Frederick Stanley Mockford was asked to create a type of call to be used in emergencies. And that verb create is one that we've heard before when we were talking about the word invent. And create is just another word that means to make up. We can use create about pretty much anything. You can create a type of call, like Mockford did here, or you can create a new dish of food, a TV show, a bookcase, anything. Another example, talking about the same thing as Tiffany did in her example about invent, would be the sentence, a man from Scotland created the first telephone in 1876.
Mm-hmm. All right, so yes, we don't want to hear this word, but we did learn that Mockford did create this call in case of an emergency.
Now, right.
Emergency is a noun and it means something that you don't expect happens, and it's usually kind of a dangerous situation. So you will need to have someone's help immediately. So you will need immediate help, you will need immediate action, you need someone to do something ASAP. For example, we can say, in an emergency, always make sure someone calls 119 or the local number that you call for help.
Right. The article then explains why he created this. It says, much of the radio communication he was responsible for was between Croydon Airport in the UK and Le Bourget Airport in Paris. And that word I just used, communication, is a noun that means sending messages or information. Communication is any way we talk to each other, like writing, speaking, using our phones, or the internet, or radio. So the radio communication that Mockford was responsible for was between London and Paris. It was people talking over the radio.
All right, so we saw the phrase here, to be responsible for, or we use a be verb, responsible for.
Right.
This phrase means that you have the job or task of doing something. You are in charge of it, and you're held responsible for that. So
right.
Here in this sentence, it means that Mockford was in charge of communication between Croydon Airport and Le Bourget Airport. So he was the person that was connecting these two airports together, making sure that they knew when to land the plane or when to take off and things like
right.
that.
And it talks about how he needed something new. He needed to invent something new. The article says, thus, the word needed to be one easily understood and pronounced by both English and French speakers. And that word pronounce is a vocab word that's very important for anyone learning languages because it means to say a word correctly. The article means that both English and French speakers, who spoke different languages that don't sound the same, needed to be able to say the word and understand each other. An example sentence might be, an important part of language classes is learning to read and pronounce words the right way.
All right, so next it says, with this in mind, Mockford decided to use an English word that sounded like m'aider, which means help me in French. Okay, yes, I need help because my French pronunciation was probably not that accurate, but he decided to use an English word that kind of sounded like that. And just coincidentally, this word in French also means help me, okay?
Right.
So we saw the phrase with something in mind. Now, this means that there's a particular thing that you're thinking about, and you do this thing with it as your main goal, as your main focus, as
right.
your aim. So he's thinking, okay, I need to find a word that means help me in French. And so that's why he thought about this word that we use today. Let's take a look. It says...
Right. And the article ends with, Mayday has been used as a distress call ever since.
So if you do not know French, you don't know how to say help me in French, you can also just try to say Mayday.
Right.
Or try to say in a very French way, Maydia or something. And then I'm sure someone will come and help you out. So that's a little bit of the history that we learned about using these words that people in the military or people who are flying planes. These words actually have a meaning behind it. It's
right.
not something that people made up out of the blue. So it's very important if, let's say, you're on an airplane or something, and something happens, you can think about these codes and you can ask for help or you can ask for things if you really, really need to.
Right.
All right, so that's the end of our article, but we'll be right back with our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
All right, so our For You Chat question for today is, have you ever been in an emergency? What happened? Okay, it's not something that, you know, you really want. It's not a situation that you really
right.
want to be in, but sometimes things just happen. So, have you ever been in an emergency before?
I guess I kind of have. Once when I was in high school, when I was still living in Southern California, there was a big fire near where we lived.
Oh.
And we all had to leave our houses because the firefighters were worried that the fire would get to our neighborhood.
Mm.
So we had to leave our houses and get in our cars and drive away from where the fire was and go stay in a hotel for a few days just in case the fire got too close to where our houses were.
Oh, okay. So luckily nothing bad happened to you. So
right.
that's
here.
Good. It's an emergency, of course, because you know, you don't want to get caught in the fire, but luckily nothing bad happened to you.
Right. How about you?
I think I did. When I was younger, when I was also in the States, we got in a car accident.
Oh, no.
And it was kind of bad because, you know, people in the States drive pretty fast. So I remember it was my mom, she was driving straight. And then someone, the other person was wrong. They made a wrong turn and they ran into us. So our car actually, I think, kind of rolled around like this in a circle. So we had to call the, you know, the police and stuff, of course, because our car door was kind of bumped in. So that was a small emergency. Nothing really serious happened to all of us. But, you know, luckily
thankfully,
nothing bad happened. But then you can see how easily it is to get into car accidents and how bad it can turn out to be. So hopefully you guys don't have to be in an emergency or nothing serious like this happens to you guys. But you can talk about it with your classmates or with your teachers. If you really have been in an emergency, what happened and were you hurt? Luckily you weren't, but that's all the time that we have for today. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Alex.
We'll see you guys soon. Bye.
Bye.
Fun facts. Another phrase you might hear someone say over the radio is Mayday, Mayday, Mayday. This expression is used in dangerous situations, such as when a pilot's plane is going down. Can you guess what this important expression's origins are? A. A radio officer invented it in the 1920s. B. A radio station started using it in the 1940s. C. A film star said it during a movie about the holiday May Day. You've earned your wings if you guessed A. Using May Day as a distress call started in 1923. At this time, radio officer Frederick Stanley Mockford was asked to create a type of call to be used in emergencies. Much of the radio communication he was responsible for was between Croydon Airport in the UK and Le Bourget Airport in Paris. Thus, the word needed to be one easily understood and pronounced by both English and French speakers. With this in mind, Mockford decided to use an English word that sounded like m'aider, which means help me in French. Mayday has been used as a distress call ever since.
Vocabulary Review. Expression. The expression to give someone the cold shoulder means to let someone know they aren't welcome. Situation. Could you tell me a little more about the situation? What happened first? Invent. Gina has invented a new kind of technology that makes plane engines more efficient. Create. Building a new factory would create 400 jobs, but would be very bad for the environment. Emergency. In case of emergency, leave the building by the stairs, not the elevator. Pronounce. I'm not sure how to pronounce this French word. Do you know how to say it?